Hi, this is Jackson Fong. I'm Student Ministries Pastor here at Community Church of Susanville, and you're listening to an audio devotional. This audio devotional is part of a series called The Me I Want to Be, Becoming God's Best Version of Me. And this is put together by a guy named John Ortberg, who is a pastor in Menlo Park, California. What we're doing is we're simply taking a couple of his points each week, and we're looking into the points, focusing on what Scripture says. This week, it's the idea of renewing my mind. The passage that we're going to take some time to look at is taken from Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13, verses 44 to 46. And for us, as we look at this passage, I'd encourage you to read along. But before we do that, let's take some time and ask God to speak to us as we look at this idea today of desires and how far would you go to get something that you want. Dear God, as we spend some time looking at your word, it's our desire that you speak to us. And your word tells us that if we seek you, we'll find you if we seek you with all our hearts. So Lord, right now we ask that you would help us to seek you with all our hearts. As we take the next couple minutes to look at what your word says, speak to us, encourage us where we need some encouragement, challenge us where we need to be challenged in our desires, encourage us when we can't see our desires, in our struggles, help us to figure out where to go next and what to do. We ask that you would speak to us again, God. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, again, we're looking at the idea of desires. What do you really want? What do you really, really want? The thing that your heart thrives for, in a way that your heart beats for, that you would make a ton of time for, that you would do whatever for. What do you want? What do you want in life? And for the thing you really, really want, how much would you do? How far would you go to get it? This is what the Bible says. Matthew chapter 13, verses 44 to 46. This is what it says. The parables of the hidden treasure and the pearl. Verse 44. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure that a man discovered hidden within a field. In his excitement, he hid it again and sold everything he owned to get enough money to buy the field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant on the lookout for choice pearls. When he discovered a pearl of great value, he sold everything he owned and bought it. Parable of the fishing net, verse 47. This parable takes us to a whole list of other concepts and ideas. But for us, we're just going to take some time and we're going to look at verses 44 to 46. The idea of this hidden treasure and the pearl. Regardless if you're looking at the hidden treasure that this guy finds in this field, or you're looking at this huge choice pearl that this other merchant finds, both of these guys, they sold everything they owned to purchase these treasures. This is compared to what the kingdom of heaven is like. Something that is worth so much, you should be willing to give everything up for it. How much, really, do we want things? For some of us, we already have the things in mind that we are willing to give everything up for, that we're willing to sacrifice time and energy and effort. For some of us, it's pretty lightweight. We'll give up all the time possible to play that newest and greatest video game. For some of us, we'll give up everything as far as time to gain money. And we want money so we can buy certain things. For some of us, we'll give up time and we'll give up money for that one relationship. What do you really want? How far are you really willing to go get it? these treasures that this man who finds this hidden treasure and this merchant, those treasures are treasures that they're tangible. They're found. It's kind of interesting because when you look at this first one, this man discovers it hidden. Was he looking for it or did he just stumble upon it? He finds it hidden. This other merchant, though, he's on the lookout and he's searching for it. And I don't know where you're at. Right now, maybe you're just stumbling on the promises that God has given to you. Or maybe you're desperately seeking and searching for something deeper, something with greater meaning, something that has something more. Something to take note of, something to cling to, is that God has it here for us. He compares these treasures again to the kingdom of heaven. Something worth everything. For you, maybe you're just looking at everything else and you're just kind of stumbling on this idea of the kingdom of heaven. When we stumble on things, the first temptation for a lot of people, for me especially, is I just want to kick it out of my way. I'm trying to get from point A to B, and this thing that I'm stumbling on is more of a nuisance than a help. And maybe you feel that way about God, about Scripture, about living life for God. Maybe it seems more like a chore and a hassle. The promise here is that it's better. It's better than anything like that. To find a treasure, for these two individuals, they had to sell everything that they had to get it. So it required some sacrifice. And it's possible that you need to sacrifice something. That maybe you need to sacrifice some lightweight thing to dig a little deeper and to grow a little bigger. And again, for some of us, we're desperately searching. We're searching for God to speak to us and to give us something. If you're really searching, what are you willing to let go of in that search? Is it a relationship? Is it a thing? Is it a practice? Is it a habit? Regardless if you're desperately searching for what God has for you, or if you're just stumbling on it, it's there for you to get. But in order for you to really get it, what are you willing to give up? What are you willing to let go of? These are questions that everybody has to ask. My encouragement for you is that God has this treasure worth everything, and He has it there for you. The challenge is for you to truly claim it. That means certain things you might have to let go of, certain things you might have to refocus on, certain things you might just need to change how you do it. If you want to know more, you can continue reading through Matthew chapter 13. But some people, they just love stories. You might want to instead check out Genesis 29 and check out a love story that lasted over 14 years. It's pretty crazy. Would you wait 14 years for someone? For additional information and resources, check out cefcyouth.com. Until then, God bless.